Riders faced some of the toughest conditions in years during Saturday's Alcan 200 snow machine race north of Haines. Biting cold, fierce winds, and long stretches of bare pavement made the 150-mile competition more challenging than usual. Despite the difficulties, two Haines locals took home first and second place overall. On Saturday morning, snow machiners set up at the starting line, which is just past the U.S.-Canada border, about 40 miles north of Haines. Temperatures hovered around 0 degrees, and riders were bracing for even colder weather as they raced north through British Columbia and the Yukon.
How many layers do you have on?
Five.
That's Haines resident Nicole Holm, with her father, Shane Horton, laughing in the background. Holm has lots of layers and her iPod earbuds on to distract from the cold.
It's a conglomeration of everything from Metallica to Theory of a Dead Man to Nickelback. Mostly it's my 15-year-old kid's playlist.
And what is
Metallica, you just won't listen to your engine blowing up. It's the same sounds.
Horton and Holm braved the Alcan for the first time in 2016. They're part of a growing number of locals getting involved in recent years. 13 of the 27 competitors this year live in Haines. With duct tape on their faces to protect against the wind chill and an ambulance following behind, the snow machiners were off, two by two. They speed about 80 miles up the Haines Highway to Desdiash Lodge and then turn back around. The riders have the road to themselves. It's closed to other traffic for the event.
1 hour, 31 minutes, 43 seconds. First, overall, Chris Brooks.
At the awards ceremony later that night, two of the top three prizes went to locals. Just like last year, Haines residents Chris Brooks and Jack Smith Jr. take first and second place overall. Brooks says he was originally going to miss the race, but he changed his plans around so he could make it.
Yeah, this is important. This isn't something that happens every day. And, you know, to have a race organized in one country, run in another country, not only another country, but two different provinces of another country, that's kind of cool. It's kind of special.
Brooks says these were some of the poorest conditions he's seen in his 10 years participating in the Alcan. He says the worst part was the combination of 30 or so miles of bare pavement and winds strong enough to knock you over.
It was definitely challenging today. There's no question about that. Definitely had some wrecks because of the pavement. You know, you can't steer on the pavement, and you just kind of bounce off the snowbanks and hope you bounce in the right direction.
The asphalt was pretty challenging. We had to slow down a bit for that to make sure we could steer, but you have to keep going. You can't stop.
Justin Peterson is an Alcan regular from Whitehorse. His brother, Nathan, placed third overall behind Brooks and Smith. Peterson says even though there are brutal conditions some years, he'll keep competing in the Alcan.
The Alcan is definitely a big highlight of my winter. It's a big commitment for time and for money and for time off, and it's a lot of fun.
The rough conditions contributed to 10 people not being able to finish the race and a few injuries. Whitehorse resident and Alcan rookie Donna Chambers made it all the way through. She and Holm were the only women competitors.
At first I was like, wow, what am I doing? But yeah, I'm glad that I did it. I can cross that one off on my bucket list.
If there are more people wanting to cross what's dubbed the longest snow machine race in North America off their bucket list, organizers hope to find them. The Chilkat Snowburners Club is gearing up for the 50th Alcan in 2019. For that, they want to recruit at least twice as many riders. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.